from Stoic Wisdoms. Your attention is worth more than money. You opened Instagram for 5 seconds to check one thing. Somehow 30 minutes disappeared. You don't remember what you saw. You don't remember what you were looking for. You just remember the vague feeling of having been somewhere else watching other people's carefully edited lives scroll past while yours sat waiting. How much would you pay for those 30 minutes back? Question doesn't make sense because you can't buy time back. But if you can't buy it back, why did you give it away for free? Every tech company on earth knows that your attention isn't just valuable. It's the most valuable resource in the modern economy, because attention is the only thing that can't be manufactured, can't be scaled, can't be replaced by automation or AI. There are only so many hours in a human day, only so much awareness available to be directed at anything. This scarcity makes attention more valuable than gold, more sought after than any physical commodity. And you're giving it away every time you pick up your phone. Think about how much engineering went into that notification you just ignored. Which shade of red makes you most likely to click? Which notification timing breaks your focus most effectively? How many psychologists consulted on the sound design of that ping? How many thousands of hours of development went into making sure that when you open the app, you see exactly the content most likely to keep you there? Billions of dollars and some of the smartest people alive, all working toward one goal: capturing your attention and refusing to let it go. The infinite scroll wasn't an accident. The autoplay wasn't a convenience feature. These are precision instruments built to override your judgment and keep you in the feed for another 5 minutes, then another five, then another. And the part that makes this different from every other form of exploitation in history: you're complicit. Nobody forces you to open the app. Nobody makes you watch the next video. You do it to yourself, because the game is designed so well you don't even realize you're playing. The influencer doing the most absurd thing imaginable to go viral understands the economics perfectly. They don't need you to like them, respect them, or believe them. They just need you to look, because looking generates engagement. Engagement generates views, and views generate money. Your attention is the raw material they're mining, and controversy is the most efficient extraction method ever invented. They manufacture outrage because outrage is memorable, memorable is shareable, and shareable is profitable. What you feel while watching is irrelevant to them. That you watched it all is everything. So why am I telling you all this? Because understanding the logic behind something is the first step to not being controlled by it. The Stoics dealt with the same problem. No smartphones, but they had the Roman Forum, public spectacle, manufactured political drama, gossip networks that could ruin a reputation overnight. People performing outrage to capture attention. Scandals engineered to keep crowds engaged. The same game, different tools. Epictetus said your will is the only thing that truly belongs to you. Not your body, not your reputation, not your possessions. Only your will, your capacity to direct your own mind and make your own choices. Your attention is an extension of that will. When you give it away without thinking, you're surrendering the one thing that's actually yours. Marcus Aurelius spent his entire reign surrounded by people competing for his attention. Advisors manufacturing crises. Senators creating drama. Everyone wanted the emperor's eyes on their issue. His journals are largely a record of the effort it took to hold his focus against a world that wanted to scatter it. He had more power than anyone alive and still found it the hardest work he did. Most people can't account for where their attention went today. Can you? Can you say whether the things that captured your awareness were things you chose to focus on, or things designed to capture you? If you can't answer that, you're not directing your attention. You're being directed by it. And someone else is deciding how you spend the irreplaceable hours of your irreplaceable life, not based on what helps you grow or become who you want to be, but based on what generates the most revenue per minute of your awareness. Skills don't develop from scrolling. Relationships don't deepen from watching strangers argue. Character doesn't strengthen from consuming manufactured outreach. Everything that actually compounds in your life, your work, your thinking, your relationships, requires sustained attention. And you can't sustain attention on anything when you've trained yourself to need constant stimulation. The solution isn't to delete Instagram or throw away your phone. It's to become the person who decides when and why and how they engage. To pause before you pick up your phone and ask honestly, am I choosing this, or am I reacting to something someone engineered? That pause is where your will lives. That's the moment you're either directing your attention or surrendering it. You can't buy back the attention you've already spent, but you can start spending what you have left on what actually matters. The Stoics knew that the person who controls your attention controls your life. They spent their days fighting to maintain that sovereignty in a world designed to distract them. You're fighting the same battle, just with better weapons pointed at you. Stay Stoic, SW. This post is free, but the premium archive has been growing steadily with new in-depth posts every week. If you've been meaning to explore the deeper material, now is a good time. Annual subscriptions are currently 25% off. Continue reading.